we told you earlier this week about a Stanford study on organic foods. It finds organic fruits and vegetables aren't any more nutritious than others. But the study does find organics generally expose you to less pesticides. So, bottom line, are organics safer?
Don Schaffner joins us. He's the director of the Center for Advanced Food Technology at Rutgers University. Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
So the study tells us organics can lower exposure to pesticides. Are the pesticides we are exposed to on other fruits and vegetables risky?
Well, that's a really good question. It's important to realize that the safety of fresh fruits and vegetables is regulated by a number of government agencies, including FDA and EPA. And basically, what the study is showing is that, yes, there are fruits and vegetables that have pesticides, but the levels that they're finding are levels that experts at those agencies have decided are acceptable and safe.
Okay. Now, a lot of folks still are worried about pesticides. What kind of washing or peeling should we do to make sure we do get less pesticide exposure no matter what?
Well, certainly washing or peeling fruits that can be washed or can be peeled is going to help to reduce levels of pesticides. But in fact, what I think you'll find is that most food safety experts today, if you ask them where are the risks in our food supply, they're going to tell you it's not from pesticides. In fact, it's from microorganisms like Salmonella and E. coli.
Ah, well, speaking of that, there are a lot of folks who for some reason think organic foods will keep them safe from those bacteria. That's not true, right?
Right. And in fact, the published and there's not a lot of published literature, but the published literature that exists that have studied conventional and organic produce side by side have basically shown that there is no microbiological difference, or in some cases, because of the organic growing practices and the potential for exposure to manure that may contain these pathogens, the microbiological risk, again, probably not significant, but maybe slightly higher for organic.
Okay, so can we say organics are safer overall, or is it more a case-by-case basis?
I think it's more on a case-by-case basis, and I think the important thing the most important thing that people need to realize is that eating fresh fruits and vegetables is healthier than not eating fresh fruits and vegetables. So no matter what you think, no matter what you've read about this study, you should eat fresh fruits and vegetables, and probably all of us, myself included, could stand to eat a little bit more.
Before we go, quickly, because you mentioned it, all of the bacteria is a big threat. Is there anything people can do to diminish their risk to bacteria?
Well, again, the same things that you're doing to control pesticides, washing them and then peeling them. And then if it's going to be something you're going to cut up, like cantaloupe that's been in the news recently, keep those quickly and properly refrigerated.
Don, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
That's my pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Mm-hmm. Don Schaffner, Director of the Center for Advanced Food Technology at Rutgers University.